December 11. Each victory makes the following easier. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. The work is before you to improve the remnant of your life in reforming and elevating the character. A new life begins in the renewed soul. Christ is the indwelling Savior. That which may be regarded as hard to give up must be yielded. The overbearing dictatorial word must be left unspoken. Then a precious victory will be gained. True happiness will be the result of every self-denial, every crucifixion of self. One victory won, the next time is more easily gained. Had Moses neglected the opportunities and privileges granted him of God, he would have neglected the light from heaven and would have been a disappointed, miserable man. Sin is from beneath, and when it is indulged, Satan is enshrined in the soul, there to kindle the very fires of hell. God has not given his law to prevent the salvation of souls, but he wants all to be saved. Man has light and opportunities, and if he will improve them, he may overcome. You may show by your life the power of the grace of God in overcoming. Satan is trying to set up his throne in the soul temple. When he reigns, he makes himself heard and felt in angry passions, in words of bitterness that grieve and wound. But as light has no communion with darkness, and Christ no union with Belial, the man must be holy for one or the other. In yielding to self-indulgence, avarice, deception, fraud, or sin of any kind, he encourages the principles of Satan in his soul and closes the door of heaven to himself. Because of sin, Satan was thrust out of heaven, and no man indulging and fostering sin can go to heaven, for then Satan would again have a foothold there. When a man is earnestly engaged day by day in overcoming the defects in his character, he is cherishing Christ in his soul temple. The light of Christ is in him. Under the bright beams of the light of Christ's countenance, his entire being becomes elevated and ennobled. Testimonies, Volume 4, pages 345 and 346.